The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into God's presence this morning. And I know that none here is permitted to return back the same he or she has come in the name of Jesus. Something very, very, very awesome. Something very, very, very remarkable is going to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loud amen. I'd like to hear your loud amen. We want to thank God for all the testimonies we have been having. And we trust God that the next set of testimonies will proceed from your family in Jesus' name. Anointing for amazing benefits. Anointing for amazing benefits. It's important for you to know that God cares about you always. He cares about your well-being and about your welfare. In fact, you are destined to live a wow life. A wow life. Wow life. A life that people see and they are surprised. A life that people see and they say, wow, wow, wow. And that's why the economy, you are not programmed for failure, but for continuous progress and for continuous advancement. And as a child of God, in every facet of your life, you have not permitted to be a struggler. In any aspect of your life, it is not permitted that any area you should be a struggler. And one of the major forces that brings your life in tune to what God wants it to be is called the anointing. The anointing. What is the anointing? The anointing is the major force that distinguishes believers for earthly manifestation. Earthly manifestation is a distinguishing force. Someone say distinguishing force. Somebody say distinguishing force. It's a force that distinguishes you, sets you apart, and helps you to manifest in this world. Number two, what is the anointing? It is the divine tool for exploits. When you are anointed, you have signed up for exploits. You have signed up to do exploits. In Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 3, explains to us what an anointed person begins to do. Isaiah 61 from verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. Somebody say anointed me. I can't hear your voice. The Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. My prayer for you is that God will be glorified in your life and in your family. For this to happen, it takes the anointing. David was a man that operated under unusual anointing. No wonder he operated under unusual, amazing benefits. He was a man that had access to the anointing. And this anointing distinguished him. In Psalms 92 verse 10. Psalms 92 verse 10. The Bible said, he said, my horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. David was operating in fresh oil. No wonder he was operating in fresh benefits. From one testimony to another. From one breakthrough to another. Despite the fact that his father forgot him. When Samuel went to the house, according to 1 Samuel 16, from verse 1 all through to 13. Bible says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 1, that God spoke to Samuel and said, how long will you continue to mourn over Saul, seeing that I have rejected him? I have appointed another person for myself in the house of Jesse. Who will replace him? And he went to the house of Jesse. You know the story very well. And they brought out all the children, Eliab, Shammah, Abinadab, and all the others. And they lined up. They were expecting the fresh oil, but God said no. The person I want to give the fresh oil to, it is with benefits. He's not among you here. And it's amazing to believe that the father forgot his own son, but God never forgot him. Doesn't matter who has forgotten you. Via the anointing that is coming on your head today, you shall be remembered. I say you shall be remembered. And suddenly, the prophet of God said, the person we are looking for is not here. Where are all your sons? He said, there's yet one. God said, that yet one is the one I'm waiting for. That yet one is the one I need. And in verse 12, he was anointed. And that anointing brought about the change of his life. The Bible says in verse 12, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Anoint him, this is he. My prayer for you this morning is that God will find you acceptable as the person in the name of Jesus. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. So we are here today in the midst of so many people. And each person will be anointed one after the other. And as you are anointed this morning, the Lord will distinguish you amongst your brethren. I say God will distinguish you amongst your brethren. Let me hear your loudest amen. The anointing of this morning will bring you out of your village. Some are in the city, but their destiny is tied to a village. It's tied to a tree in a village. That's why every time you sleep, you still see yourself under the mango tree in your village. But where this morning's anointing, you'll be untied and be totally free. I say you'll be totally free. Every of your connections, negative connections to ancestral lineage that has caused your issues in your life, those connections will be broken up this morning in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning, what are the benefits of the anointing? What do I stand to gain if I'm anointed? Number one is protection. The anointed is always protected. In Psalm 105 verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, speaking about David, Psalm 105 verse 14 and 15, talked about the importance of the anointing. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for my sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. The anointing makes you a touch not. It makes you a person that cannot be molested anyhow. And I want us to realize this, everyone here this morning, that the anointing is a preservation tool. The anointing is a tool for. The anointed cannot die anyhow. The anointed cannot be wasted anyhow. And when we are talking about the anointing, we are not only talking about pastors. Everybody must be anointed. Anointed to be a businessman. Anointed to be an administrator. Anointed to be a doctor. Anointed to be an engineer. You need an anointing. And this anointing will bring about protection. Saul hated David with passion. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 26 that he appointed 3,000 soldiers to go and attack David. 1 Samuel 26 from verse 1. And when that went on, the Bible says that all of a sudden, Saul and his men, I think Abner, they were together and they slept off. And David had an opportunity to kill Saul. And Abiathar, the captain of the guards of David, said, he said, let's kill this man. This is our only opportunity to kill this man. You know what David said? David said, that man is anointed. We can't kill him. He's an anointed man. 1 Samuel 26, from verse 9, all through to 11. And David said unto Abishai, Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? So the anointing of this morning makes You a person that nobody can stretch his hand anyhow against. David was wise. He said, I'm anointed. He said, but I cannot stretch my hands against somebody that has oil. And he said, the Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand. The Lord forbid. The Lord forbid that the devil should stretch his hand against you. The Lord forbid that the devil should stretch his hand against your children. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Amen. So because of the anointing Saul carried, Saul wanted to kill him at all costs with 3,000 soldiers. If you want to kill one man and you take 3,000 soldiers, you know that person is a very desperate person. But because he carried oil, David said, no, I can't retaliate. And you know what he did? He went to the field where they were. He picked his water and picked his sword. And then he went to a far hill and said, see your water. See your sword. I refuse to kill you. Why? You carry oil. God forbid that I use my hand to strike somebody that carries the oil. And you know, that made Saul to begin to respect David and say, yeah, this guy really knows what he's doing. My prayer for you today is that anybody who is against you, who is against your family, they will not be able to strike you down in Jesus' name. All those battalion of soldiers, those forces, night marauders, witches and wizards, occultic forces, ganging up against you, they will see that they cannot touch you or your family in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. The anointing guarantees protection. Number two, anointing guarantees quick understanding. You are a student, you are a businessman here. The anointing will give you quick understanding. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. Isaiah chapter 11, 2 and 3. The Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding. Somebody say quick understanding. Somebody say quick understanding. The anointing makes you a person of quick understanding. So when you are anointed, the issue of being dull is gone. That was the kind of thing that Daniel had in Daniel 1 verse 20. Daniel 1 verse 20. The Bible says Daniel and his friends said they were 10, the king found them 10 times better. Daniel 1 verse 20. The king found them 10 times better. Why? They carried oil. They carried oil. They carried oil. As you are anointed this morning, and as your children are anointed this morning, minimum, the Lord will make them 10 times better than their mates in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. An anointed person is not dull. When you see a man or a woman or a young person that is very dull, it is because of the absence of oil. The oil makes you super sharp. Super sharp. Quick understanding. Quick understanding. Not that the teacher will be teaching you, and the teacher say, should I open your brain and cut it with cutlass and put the book inside? And then that is because there's lack of understanding. For somebody here today, there is nothing you venture into that you will not understand. Any business you venture into, any course you plan to study, anything you plan to go into, you will enjoy quick understanding. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Number three, the anointing brings about performance or good result. In Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The power of the anointing is to give you power for good works and performance. You are doing something, the anointing enables you to perform. You perform. You perform. You do an exam, you perform. You do a course, you perform. You are doing a business, you are performing. Anything you do, good works. Somebody's here in your town, in your state, they will soon know you for good works. They will soon know you for good works. They will soon know you for good works. Let me hear your loudest amen. The anointing is what empowers you for performance and for good works. Number four, the anointing brings material blessings. material blessings. Material. Every anointed servant, every anointed child of God is blessed. For as long as you don't forget God, He anoints you. And once He anoints you, He releases material blessings to you. In Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power. That power is the anointing. He gives you power to get wealth. God is going to give somebody super wealth today. I said somebody is going to enjoy super wealth today. You know, while we were doing the pastor's prayer yesterday, the Lord spoke to me that some people are in this church, you have been struggling with figures of 5 digits, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. Say, He is going to take you to the level of 7-8 digits upward. Amen. I'd like to hear your big amen. Amen. 7 digits is like 1 million upward. One with 6 zeros at the back. 8 digits is like 10, is like what? 10 million upward. And if somebody here has the faith, God will even take you beyond that. Amen. God is going to take you beyond that. Amen. I want you to make up your mind to hate poverty. I want in your mind, I want you to have a desperate hatred for poverty. I've discovered that poverty kills faster than any other thing. Poverty kills faster than any other thing. Friends, God is going to set everyone here free this morning in Jesus' name. Number 5, the anointing. The benefit of the anointing is enthronement. No king reigns in Israel without the anointing. Your reigning is attached with the anointing. If your desire is to reign, you must be anointed. In 1 Samuel 10 verse 1, 1 Samuel 10 verse 1, when Saul was about to begin to reign, they anointed him. 1 Samuel 10 verse 1. And Samuel took a veil of oil and poured it upon his head, that's Saul, and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? God wanted to change the level of Saul. And He anointed him. He sent a prophet to him to anoint him. He sent a servant to him to anoint him. And the Bible says, as a result of that anointing, He changed him from a captive to a captain. He was before now a captive. But because of the anointing on his head, he was transformed into a captain. There are some people here this morning, you are out of captivity forever. Amen. Your enthronement is hereby confirmed. Amen. I say your enthronement is hereby confirmed. Amen. When we say enthronement, we are not talking about being a king. We are talking about being a dominating force in an area. You dominate in your area of business. You dominate in your area of assignment. When they mention forces in that area, in that line of business, your name is mentioned. Sooner than you think, you are moving to that class. Amen. We will see it. Amen. And we will thank God for you. Amen. If I were you, my amen would be louder than that. Amen. I was David enthroned. 1 Samuel 16 verse 12 and 13. He was enthroned as a director of the oil. The oil brought him out. And he sent and brought him in. And he was ruddy and of withal a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. This is the person we want to enthrone. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. That was what brought about David's enthronement. He took the oil. He put it on his head. And that was the end of the whole story. It is a mystery. The oil is a mystery. You can't understand it. It's a mystery. You can't understand it. It's very mystical. Just like many things about God is very mystical. A woman is pregnant and she delivers. Immediately she delivers, she put a baby on her breast and milk begins to come out. The milk was not coming out before. I was there all the time. My wife was giving birth. And I always wonder, how does baby comfort? That was one of the reasons why I went there. I'm a very inquisitive person. This God is so mystical. You can't explain it. After you deliver, you yourself, you are wondering, how did this thing happen? That is the way God is going to do something in your life in a mysterious way this month. In a mysterious way, your conception shall be confirmed. In a mysterious way, your job appointment shall come to you. In a mysterious way, your promotion shall come to you. I would like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Lord, God just spoke to me now that some people are here. Very soon, the level you will get to, you yourself, you'll be surprised. How did I get here? I said you will be surprised. How did I get here? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Benefit of the anointing, number 6, is that the anointing is the tool for breaking yokes. Isaiah 10 verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. If you have a yoke or a limitation, and it shall come to pass in that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of what? The anointing. Every yoke is destroyable through the oil. Poverty yoke, stagnancy yoke, failure yoke, persistent carryover, yoke of not seeking, not receiving favor, stagnancy. Anything that you sense as a yoke, the anointing can break it. Anything that you see as a limitation, this thing is in my life and I can see it. Before people will give me favor, it takes time before people stretch their hands of favor to me. That's a yoke. It takes time before I change level. If I'm on a particular level, before things will change, years upon years upon years will come. Okay, how many years in this world? If one has breakthrough every 20 years, how many years is left? Every 20 years, how many years is left in this world? Even if you spend 120 years, it means just 6 breakthroughs throughout your year. I come against that devil that wants breakthrough to be scanty in your life. I pray this morning that the power of God strike them down in Jesus' name. The power of God strike them down in Jesus' name. Every yoke can be broken. Every yoke can be terminated through the anointing. Number 7, benefit of the anointing is favor. Favor is traceable to the anointing. In Psalms 45, verse 8, verse 9, and verse 12. Psalms 45. Bible says, all thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces, whereby they made thee glad. All those things they're talking about is talking about favor. Say, all your life is smelling of favor. When people see you, it is smelling, you smell of favor. That's what that place is talking about. Say, king's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ephraim. Verse 12. And the daughters of Tyre shall be there with a gift. That's favor. People will run to you with gifts. People will pursue you with gifts. People will give you things beyond what you can ordinarily need. And the daughters of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Those who are very, very rich, said they will want to favor you at all costs. They are rich. They are looking for somewhere to push their wealth. They will remember you. Somebody must be remembered today. Somebody's family must be remembered today. Somebody's business must be remembered today. Somebody's destiny must be remembered today. If you are that person, shout a big amen. When they want to promote, you will not be forgotten. When they want to lift people, you will not be forgotten. amongst the several multitude, you will be remembered. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. So, these are some of the benefits of the anointing. Quickly this morning, what are the keys to anointing for amazing benefits? If really you want these benefits, what do I need to do to secure this anointing so that it doesn't just be like water on my head? What do I need to make the anointing effective in my life? Number one is a hunger for God. Isaiah 44 verse 3. You need to have a hunger for God. Everyone that is hungry for God, 44 verse 3. Anyone that is hungry for God, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and flood upon the dry ground. How many of us have seen when it is dry season and it rains? Once it rains, you go out, and after some time, you almost will not know that it rained. Why? The ground is thirsty of water. If you want to operate in an unusual manner, you have to be thirsty for God's presence. There must be a hunger in your heart. Many of us are too casual. Many of us are too cold. You need a hunger before you can possess the anointing that brings about benefits. There must be something panting in you for God. There is a desire in you. David speaking in Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2. The Bible said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. That's a sign of hunger. Early, waking up early. 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 12 a.m. Early, seeking God, early. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. I am a thirsty person. How many of you also has gone for exercise before? You go for exercise, maybe physical education in school. Or when you went for service, endurance trek. You know, you go, and then after you are on your way back, no water on the road. Immediately you get back to base, the first thing you are searching for is water. With desperation, that's what God is talking about here. If your desire is the anointing, I must see your heart panting after me practically. There must be a hunger. There must be a thirst in your soul. You must be very desperate for me. And my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. I am desperate. My heart pants after you. Listen to me, friends. Can I give you an advice? Don't allow the atmosphere of the state or the geographical zone where you live to affect you. If you do that, if you allow it, you are finished. If you operate locally, your heart is panting locally like your neighbors are panting. Every other person in your neighborhood goes to church once a week. You too go to church once a week. Every other of your neighbors fast only once in a blue moon. You also do the same. You know, everybody around you is doing the same. You do the same. There is no way you can operate in the level I am talking about today. A hunger for God. A hunger. This is the hunger that makes you very desperate for God. You are so passionate. Issue of coming to church at an otherwise is not available. I was already in this place this morning, past 6 a.m. this morning. Your hunger, that past 6 a.m. you were just waking up or preparing to wake up. Getting ready to wake up or still trying to see snoring. Hunger. If I'm here by past 6 and I must have prayed 2.5 hours before I appeared here this morning. Friends, you can't. can't be a casual Christian and expect to get something done in life. It's not possible. Be in tune with God. Let there be a hunger in your heart. It's a new day for somebody here today. Number two, key to the anointing is righteousness. And God spoke to me yesterday, iniquity makes the anointing to quit. That one is direct from God. Iniquity makes the anointing to quit. In Psalms 45, verse 6 to 7, Psalms 45, verse 6 to 7, the Bible speaking there, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness. Can you see this? Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, had anointed thee with oil. That's where we got the oil of gladness from. As a direct result of your righteous living, I anoint you with gladness. Benefits. Because you have decided to be righteous, my desire is to give you something, is to anoint you, is to give you something special. Friends, as my God liveth, something special is coming to your family today. Amen. But there's a requirement. Live right. Leave iniquity alone before iniquity will make blessings to quit you. Leave it alone. Leave iniquity alone before it will not allow blessing to locate you again. If your desire is amazing benefits, righteous living must be an important prerequisite. We live in a world where some people say they are Christians and you wonder, can you really be a Christian? Can somebody that slept over in boyfriend's house over the weekend be a Christian? Can somebody that goes to nightclub regularly be a Christian? Can somebody who cannot spend 3 hours without smoking be a Christian? Amen. And you are talking of benefits. You are talking of slap, actually. If your desire is benefit, shift. Just tell them, oh boy, I'm done with you. Finally, I am done with you. Bye. I told you before, I said life is like a junction. It's like a journey. You are moving on a journey. When you get to a journey, there are junctions. So when you get to a junction, you now decide, do I go on the good side? Do I go on the bad side? Do I go with a good friend or do I go with a bad friend? Then when you get to that junction, you now make a choice. That choice is what determines your future. Continuous making of wrong choices is a killer of destiny. You make the wrong choice before, that's okay. Nobody, we are not here to condemn anybody. I made mistakes before. Plenty, self. Plenty. But your decision to know that this part is wrong and you stayed there, that's what shows your mumunity. That you're a mumu person. You know this is wrong. You have heard it. You, and your conscience is telling you, Abache, this way I'm walking, I'm going to end in a mess. My prayer for somebody here today is that God will touch your heart. And a new grace to live for God comes for every one of us in the name of Jesus. A new grace to stand for God comes for us in the name of Jesus. You desire to be anointed, to dominate in your business, in your career, in your work, in anything you are doing. Leave anything that does not glorify God alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. There are some Christians, if they speak like this, they tell you 10 things. 9.99 is lie. 9.99 is only very small fraction like this that is a truth. Every other thing is lie. In fact, you can remove their first name and put their surname as lied as a surname. And the thing will fit. As if they studied liology inside in the university. What is it? Lie, lie. Praise the Lord. The key to the anointing, number one, is hunger for God. Number two is righteousness. If you want God to anoint you and to change your life, any life that you know is not pleasing to God, drop it. Drop it. Number three, key to the anointing is a robust prayer life. Elijah was mega anointed because he was a man of prayer. In James 5, verse 16 to 18, I would say the effectual prayer of the righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. In verse 17, the Bible says, Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not. A man like you and I was anointed enough to stop the rain for 3.5 years. He stood like this and said, no more rain. 3 years and 6 months. Nobody here will taste rain. Thank you. I appreciate you. And not a single drop fell. Not a single drop fell. In 3.5 years, a man like you and I, we will get there. Amen. I say we will get there. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. God will so anoint us that when demons see us, a demon saw Jesus. Say, son of God. He said, you have come to torment us before our time. Sir, what have we done to you now? You have come to torment us. We say, how many are you? Say, we are legion. We are legions. Say, yeah, okay, yeah. Just help us. Let us go inside that swine. You know that story? Let us go inside the swine. There are pigs. And they went inside the swine of pigs. And the pigs ran violently inside the water and perished there. Everybody came and said, Jesus, please leave this place. Your anointing is too much. Somebody is here. God will take you to that level. Amen. Any company you walk into, they give you your own. They say, leave that person home. He's mega anointed. She's mega. If you try her, you are done for. This comes as a result of prayer. Every prayerful child of God. Go back to that place again. Verse 17 of that same place I just read now. And Elias was a man subject to life passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the face of the earth for 3 years, 6 months. Verse 18. And he prayed again. Can you see that? He was controlling things through prayer. Prayer is the steering wheel of life. No matter how big a car is, if there's no prayer, there's no way the car can move anywhere. If there's no steering, I mean. This, as small as the steering of a car is, no matter how big and gigantic the car is, the steering controls it. There are other things like the accelerator, the brake, and all that. But the steering controls how the car moves. That's what prayer does. You use prayer to control how things get to you. You use prayer to control things. He used prayer to stop rain. He used prayer to release rain. There are some benefits that have your name on it until you pray. How do you expect to get it? You want to get it for free? You want to get it for doing nothing? Get yourself into intense prayer. Stop complaining. Our complaining is too much. Something is worrying you. What are you doing with prayer? There is no challenge in this life that 3 days fasting and prayer cannot solve. There is no problem in this life. 3 days. Lara tozuzua kradia ratoso brakataya. 3 days fasting and prayer. 3 days, it must knock out that problem. It must knock out that problem. 3 days. Take leave from work. Lock yourself inside your bedroom. Throw the key under. I was on prayer in a particular place outside of Nigeria some time ago. And after about some days, the hotel people came to knock the door of the room. They thought maybe I was dead or something. You have free breakfast downstairs. I did not leave Nigeria to come here to come for breakfast. My wife prefers good breakfast at home. I did not travel from Nigeria and came here for breakfast. I came to break something that does not want God to connect with me. They knock. I said, who is knocking? Nobody knows me here. I said, who is there? I said, room service. I said, what are you doing? I said, we have not seen you to come downstairs. your breakfast is paid for with the bill. I said, no, don't worry. When I was done with those days, I went there to take like a day or so of their free food, their bread and butter and their tea and their stuffs. But before that time, it is what you are looking for that you face. That's why when you come to church like this, somebody looks at you somehow, you look at the person. Is that why you came here? Somebody looks at me somehow. What's my business? Somebody say, you're crazy. That's not why. When I become blessed, we will know who is crazy. When your life change, we will know who is crazy. If it is you or it is your enemies. But this must come in the place of intense prayer. Intense prayer. There are some Christians, they've never done one day, full day of prayer before in their life. One day, not to talk of 3 days, one day, fasting throughout and praying throughout. It has never happened. This is why there is no benefit coming. Engage yourself. Shut down your phones. Who knows you? Are you the communication minister? Shut down your phone. Are you the minister of state for communication? Shut down your phone. Shut it down. That's how they call you. So they did not allow you to get your benefit. Immediately God wants to tell you what to do. They say, hello. Hey, babe. They will tell you nonsense. Nonsense. Them carry me the gold. Can't let them get away with their nonsense. So that you can have time to hear what God is saying. You must be blessed. I say you must be blessed. I say you must be blessed. This 2017, you must be blessed. This year must not end and you continue the same way. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. So intensify your prayer. Let the fan of prayer be burning. Let the fan of your prayer life be burning. Let the fan of your prayer life be burning. Let your fan of your prayer life be burning. Let something inside of you have a hunger for prayer. You will not miss it. You will not miss it. You will not miss it. A robust prayer life brings more of the anointing and the benefits. Number four, key to the anointing, which brings about amazing benefits, is a disciplined life of self-denial. Every man or woman that will enjoy benefits and assess the anointing must be very disciplined. In fact, an indisciplined person has no future. Because indiscipline is cancerous. It's a cancerous thing. Once indiscipline stays long, it is cancerous. And if it stays long, it begins to metastasize. Metastasize means it begins to spread. Indiscipline with mouth will lead to indiscipline of lying. In my place, they say a person that lies must steal. Eh? Is that how they say? The person that is lying. The person that is lying is a must. So lying leads to stealing. Indiscipline in word leads to indiscipline in theology. And many other areas. Indiscipline in sex will lead to indiscipline in other things. To lead to pornography. Because when the person cannot see somebody to sleep with at all costs, he wants to browse pornographic websites. It leads him or her to prostitution and etc. etc. Indiscipline is a killer. It's a killer. And if your desire is to get what God has for you, friend, be disciplined. Be disciplined. And I wrote here, be disciplined with food. There's some if they are hungry like this, their whole body will be vibrating. They can abuse anybody. They can abuse anybody. Don't you know that I'm hungry? It's an angry man is an angry man. When I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I can beat anybody when I'm hungry. What is the problem? Is that the last food you are going to eat for the day? What is the problem? Relax. Also, be disciplined in the area of speech, of words. Let your word be seasoned with salt. When you speak, let God be glorified. There are some jokes that repel benefits from you. Once you drop some jokes as a Christian that is anti-God, people are speaking against God, people are saying things against the church, and you also put your mouth there. People are cracking jokes, making fun of pastors. I've noticed that one of the major jokes that sells now is people making fun of pastors. It will just coin one thing. One pastor. As if all the jokes in the world have to be coined around pastors. These are anointed people. These are God's representatives. You know, people, you just thought something happened this week. Ah! And I was shaking. I noticed that the MTN had deducted some money on my phone and signed up for browsing. So I wanted to use some of the thing that was there. So I went on the net to check channels, television, website, and all that. And I somehow I connected with something that had to do with the president, former president Goodluck Jonathan's daughter's wedding. Baba Adeboye was the one that preached there. And he was so, you know, his normal way, very gentle, was cracking jokes. And after the message, I saw underneath people were commenting. Some people say, oh, that's my daddy. Some people say, ah, daddy, we love you. One boy said, in my life, I have never seen a man like this. Even my great-grandfather cannot preach like this. Very slow in utterance. He said, even my great-grandfather must not be slow like this in utterance. Why is he talking like? People don't even have fear. There's no fear in people's heart again. A servant of God. Yeah, very slow. Go and help him to talk fast. That's how people just get themselves into problem. Problems sit down like this. JJ, I know the worst thing. The person they spoke to might not have heard, but God heard. You know the story of Moses now? Moses was not told. With the story of Aaron and Miriam. It was not, nobody went to Moses and said, God, this is what this person said about you. It was God that heard and went to them. I said, I heard what you said now. Are you, who gave you the right? All right, you Miriam, let me test you with some leprosy. Let's see how it goes. Let us see if you will. let me just give you a taste. If not because Moses himself intervened, she would have died. So your words should be words that glorify God. Even your parents, as some people, when their parents are not there, the way they will talk about them, that pale, papa stick, that old papa, papaleology, old man, Robbie, is not allowed. The only thing that is what you say to people that matters. What you say behind their back. The Bible says, when you speak behind the king, you say, a bird. How many of you have read it in the Bible? It says, a bird will carry it to the king. That is what they said about you. A bird. Turn to your neighbor and say, be careful. It's important that we are very careful if we really want the anointing and the benefits. Number 5, key to the anointing is spiritual connection. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. Your spiritual connection implants the anointing upon your head. Now look at this in the case of Moses and Joshua. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua was like a small boy, as it were. But because of his honor for Moses And the impartation received from Moses, he became a commander. He became somebody that was dignified and respected. Your spiritual connection can bring about the anointing for you that will bring benefits for you. This was what Timothy did with Paul. This was what Elisha did with Elijah. When you are wise, you know how to connect spiritually to tap benefits. For me, as a person, that has been one of my major areas. Very, very smart in that area. Very, very smart in that particular area. If you really want to enjoy the anointing and enjoy heavy benefits, get yourself connected to the vessel that God has placed over you, bringing about a heavy transference of grace. Someone say transference of grace. Grace can be transferred. Grace can be moved from one person to another. Grace can be shifted from one person to another. If only there's... We are in a very proud generation. A generation whereby nobody wants to serve anybody. Nobody wants to serve anybody. Everybody wants to be the one that is there. For you to get to where God has for you, there must be a spiritual connection. Number six, key to the anointing is love. You must realize that love, I need to be very fast now, love is one major thing that brings the anointing, that brings about amazing benefits. How? Love, the anointing is for service. And it is love that prepares service. The anointing is not for enrichment. The anointing is for enhancement, for service. It's not to enrich yourself. Some people say, pastors, some pastors are very rich, and others are very this and that. Before a pastor can be rich, you too, you know the number of service he must have had to man and to God. You yourself, how many pastors have you given money? How many pastors have you given 1 million, 2 million, or 10 million? Say that pastor is very, very rich. There's no riches from anywhere without love. And it is God that gives the riches, not anybody. So your love for God and for humanity is what makes God to shower you with the anointing that brings benefits to you. If your motivation is selfish, you can't be anointed. If what you are desirous of, what you want to do is to cheat people, there's no way you can get the anointing. The anointing is a product of love. Love for people. Love, desire for people. You have a strong sense. Their problem is like your problem. Their challenge, you carry their challenges like this. That's how to get it. You go to God with their challenges. My birthday coming up in November, I told God in my course of my prayer this week, I said, God, any blessing you want to give me for this birthday later on in the year, use it to solve the problem of people in that church. Any challenge that anybody has, what you would have given me for serving you, give it to the people as their, for their blessing, their different desires. Whatever it is they are trusting you for, release it to them as my birthday gift, and I'll be grateful. It is your love for God and love for people that makes God to release unction on you. As God liveth, this year 2017 will not end before you begin to give your testimony. Amen. Between now and when we are doing Christmas this year, everyone under the sound of my voice, and as many of our students who have traveled, as God liveth, you will share an enviable testimony. Amen. And number seven, where I would like to stop this morning. Key to the anointing is praise. Only the praiseful can enjoy the anointing. Your praiseful life qualifies you for the anointing. When you are always annoyed with God, annoyed with everybody, annoyed with situation, every time you are not happy about anything, nothing makes you happy, there's no way you can have the anointing. The anointing is for the praiseful. Exodus 15 verse 11. You must realize that God loves praise. He inhabits the praise of his people. He loves anywhere he's praised. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. And then he's doing wonders. He's a man that does wonders. He releases wonders. He releases blessings anywhere he's praised. And listen to this.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.